The first two Mishnayos of this Perek began talking about how the korbanos, the sacrifices which a Kohen Gadol is liable to bring when he violates certain averas, are different to the korbanos which a regular individual who sins need to bring. And at the end of Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah said a sort of rule that the circumstances under which a Kohen Gadol is liable to bring a korban for his sin are the same as when the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, will need to bring a korban in the case where they gave a mistaken ruling and the majority of people followed that ruling. And indeed, as we're going to see in a couple of Mishnah's time, the type of korban as well, the animal which the Kohen Gadol needs to bring, is a bull. And that's the same as the Sanhedrin, the Par Helem Dov Shel Tzibur. They need to bring a bull when they make a mistaken ruling which the rest of the people follow. Unlike a regular individual who sins, who needs to bring a female goat or sheep. Be as it may, this Mishnah continues to compare and give certain laws which apply specifically to a Kohen Gadol and the Sanhedrin. When do they need to bring a korban upon sinning? Ein chayovin ela helm dovarim shigigas ha-maisa. They are only liable to bring a korban, their korban of a bull, when there is helm dovar, which literally means when a matter is hidden, meaning the avera follows a mistaken ruling. They ruled, they paskened, that the certain thing is permitted. And then in Shigigas HaMaisa, they went ahead, in the case of a Kohen Gadol, he went ahead and performed that Avera. And in the case of the Sanhedrin, the majority of the Jewish people followed their mistaken ruling, and performed that Avera. And the truth is, this line of the Mishnah is referring to the Sanhedrin, and now the Mishnah says, V'chein HaMashiach, the exact same law applies to a Kohen Gadol. Now, we've seen already a couple of times that although for most Averas, regarding which the Sanhedrin give a mistaken ruling, their korban is going to be a bull. That's the regular Par Helem Dov Shel Tzibur. If they gave a mistaken ruling regarding a sin of idolatry, Avodah Zarah, then they are obligated to bring a bull and a goat. And so the Mishnah adds, Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't be liable to those korbanos which are applicable in the case of an Avera involving idolatry, unless there is a mistaken ruling given, followed by the Avera being performed by mistake unintentionally, and then they would be liable to the korbanos. The korbanos for sins are only ever offered up, one only ever becomes liable to bring a korban for an Avera if the Avera is done by mistake. Alright, now the Mishnah adds another law, another rule which applies, once again, both to the Sanhedrin when they make a mistaken ruling, and to a Kohen Gadol when he makes a ruling for himself and follows through by performing that Avera. Ein Beisim Chayovin, the Sanhedrin is only liable to bring the Par Helem Dov Shel Tzibur, ad sheyoyru b'dov shel zedon koreis v'shigigos echatos. If they make a mistaken ruling regarding a Avera, that the punishment in general for a regular individual who performs that Avera intentionally is the very severe punishment of Koreis, where he, so to speak, is cut off from Hashem. This possibly involves also an early death. And the vast majority of the Averas in this category, when one violates them by mistake, then he's liable to bring a Korban Chatos. There are a few exceptions, but the Mishnah says that this whole liability to bring a Par Helem Dov Shel Tzibur only applies if the mistaken ruling of the Sanhedrin was regarding an Avera in this category. The category of Averas for which the punishment when done intentionally is Koreis, and when done unintentionally is to bring a Korban Chatos. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same applies to a Kohen Gadol. And V'lo Avodah Zarah, al Dov Shel Zedon Koreis L'Shigigos Chatos. They're only liable to their respective korbanos when it comes to idolatry, if they make a ruling regarding serving idolatry when it involves an Avera whose punishment when done intentionally is Koreis and unintentionally would be a Korban Chatos. For example, there are certain prohibitions regarding idolatry which don't carry with them these punishments, but the liability for the Kohen Gadol and the Sanhedrin would only apply if it regards and they permit for themselves or for the Jewish people an Avera which does carry with it these punishments. Mishnah Dalet, the point of this mission is to show that there are certain Averas whose punishment is Koreis, and when done unintentionally, the punishment is to bring a Korban Chatos. However, there will be no liability of a parhelim dov shel tzibur and of the korban of a kohen gadol. There are exceptions to the rule of the previous Mishnah, and the reason is because the korban chatos, which one is liable to bring in general if he violates this aveira unintentionally, is not a regular korban chatos. Rather, it's a korban oile v'yoyreid, which means that it depends upon how wealthy a person is regarding which type of korban it's going to be. A regular wealthy individual would bring a animal, a female sheep or a goat, whereas a less wealthy person, a poor person, would bring a bird offering, and somebody who is totally poor would bring an offering of flour. This is unlike a regular korban chatos, which is the same for everybody regardless of their wealth, that they would need to bring a female goat or sheep. Be as it may, it is learnt from Psukim that the korbanis of a parhelim dov shel tzibur and the bull which a kohen gadol is obligated to bring only applies if it's an avera whose punishment when done unintentionally is a regular korban chatos, but not a korban oile v'yoreid. And therefore, it follows that ein chayovin al aseva leis aseh sheba mikdash, the Sanhedrin and the kohen gadol would not be liable if the avera under discussion is the positive commandment or the negative commandment regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what exactly are we talking about? So the positive commandment is that if somebody is in the Beis HaMikdash and he becomes Tomei, or he realizes that he is Tomei, he's obligated to leave the Beis HaMikdash quickly and via the shortest route possible. And if he doesn't do that, he would violate this positive mitzvah, and the negative mitzvah, the Aveira, which is under discussion over here, is simply the sin to enter the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tomei, or to be in the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tomei. And the Mishnah is telling us that if the mistaken ruling is regarding this Aveira, there would not be an obligation, since there is no regular Korban Chatos when it comes to these Aveiras. Now, the halacha is that for any Aveira for which the punishment when done unintentionally is to bring a Korban Chatos, if somebody is not sure whether he performed that Aveira, whether he is obligated to Korban Chatos or not, there is a different Korban which he is obligated to bring, and that is a Korban Oshom Toloi. And that's specifically for these situations where he is unsure whether he is liable to a korban chatos. The Mishnah tells us that ve'ein mvi'in oshem toloi ala seva leis aseh sheba mikdash. One does not become liable to bring an oshem toloi if he is in a state of doubt as to whether he violated this mitzvah or aveira regarding being tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. Since also an oshem toloi is dependent upon and only applies to aveiras which have a regular korban chatos but not a korban oile v'yoreid. Now, the Mishnah parallels this positive mitzvah and negative mitzvah to a different case where there is a regular korban chatos. And the point of the Mishnah is really just to give an example of an aveira which has a korban chatos involved, and when done intentionally, the punishment is kores. The reason why the Mishnah will pick this one is because it parallels, it's very similar to the positive and negative mitzvah regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, Chayovin al aseva leis aseh sheba nidah, the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Gadol would be liable if it is regarding the positive mitzvah or the negative commandment, the Aveira, regarding a nidah. A nidah is a woman who is tomei as a result of blood flowing from her body, and it is forbidden to have relations with a woman who is a nidah. And what happens if somebody is having relations with a woman, and in the middle, she becomes a nidah? So there is a positive mitzvah for him to separate from her. However, he needs to make sure that as he separates from her, he doesn't continue to have the relations with her in a way that benefits him. And this is the mitzvah of separating from a nidah. And the aveira under discussion is simply the aveira to have relations with a woman who is a nidah. And the punishment for this is indeed a regular korban chatos, of course, if it's done unintentionally, and therefore it would apply to a kohen gadol and to the Sanhedrin. One would also be liable to a korban oshem toloi regarding the mitzvah and aveira of a nidah. What is this positive mitzvah regarding a nidah? Peresh min hanidah, to separate from a woman who is a nidah if she becomes a nidah whilst one is having relations with her. What is the negative mitzvah, the aveira which is under discussion? Leitovei el hanidah, not to have relations with a woman who is a nidah. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah is going to talk about the other two single aveiras for which their punishment is not a korban chatos when done unintentionally, rather it is to bring a korban oile v'yoreid. Now, make no mistake, a korban oile v'yoreid is a type of korban chatos. It's just not the regular korban chatos, which is the same for everybody, because a korban oile v'yoreid means that it's a korban chatos which depends on somebody's wealth. And those two other Averas are, number one, when a witness to a certain event or whatever it may be denies being a witness and refuses to testify, and he makes a shavua, he makes an oath that he is not actually a witness. If he is a witness and he sweared falsely, then he would be liable to a korban olah v'yoreid if it was done unintentionally. And the second one is a shavuas bitui, which is another type of false oath where somebody swears to do something and he doesn't end up doing it, or he swears that he did do something or he didn't do something in the past and that is false. And also in the future, it could also be that he swears not to do something and then he violates that shavua, that oath. That is known as a shavuas bitui, and the punishment for that is also korban olah v'yoreid. And because of that, ein chayovin al shmias hakol, the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Gadol would not be liable to their respective korbanos for the avera of shmias kol, which literally means the hearing of the voice. That's the language which the Torah uses when describing this false oath made by the witness, v'al habitus fosayim, which literally means the expression of one's lips. That's also the way that the Torah talks about a shavuas bitui, which is a regular false oath, or an oath which one violates. And the third avera, or averus, the sins for which the punishment is korban olah v'yoreid, is al tumas mikdash v'kadoshov, when one ends up being in the Beis HaMikdash whilst he is tomei, or if he eats korbanos when he is tomei. For that also, he would become liable to bring korban olah v'yoreid, and because of that, it is not under the group of sins for which the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Gadol would be liable. And now the Mishnah is going to have an argument regarding a king. All of these laws which we're seeing in these Mishnahs are learnt from Psukim. The Gemara goes into the exact sources for all of these laws. And the following argument is also based on how to derive it from the Psukim. And according to the first opinion, the Nosi which refers over here to the king, Kayetzvahem is like them. The king would also not be liable to a korban chatos, which is a korban olah v'yoreid. The reason given for this is because the idea of the korban olah v'yoreid is that it depends on one's wealth, which type of animal he's going to bring. Now, a king is always going to be wealthy, and it's learned from Psukim that since it's not relevant at all to start deciding what level he's on, because he's always guaranteed to be in the wealthy category, because of that, he's not liable at all to the korban olah v'yoreid. Div Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva says, Hanosi chayv bekulon, the king is liable to korban olah v'yoreid for all of these averas, chutz l'shmias hakol, except for the avera of making a false oath that he is not a witness who can give testimony. And this is for a technical reason. Shehamelech leidon v'leidon n'aysay, lemeiv lemeiden n'aysay. A king is invalid to be a judge, or to be judged in a regular court. And likewise, he is invalid to be a witness, and other people, regular people, cannot testify against him. Now, since anyway he's not able to be a valid witness, these punishments for swearing not to testify, when either way he wouldn't have been a valid witness, and his testimony wouldn't have been accepted, so then the liability for that false oath would not apply. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah summarizes the types of korbanos which are bought by different people, and essentially we have four categories of people. One is a regular individual when he performs one of these averas. Secondly is the Sanhedrin. Thirdly is a Kohen Gadol. And fourthly, a king. So the Mishnah begins, Kol HaMitzvos Shebat Torah, all of the commandments in the Torah, Shechayovin Al Zedonon Koreis V'Al Shegigosam Chatos, that the Torah says that for performing this avera intentionally, one is liable to the punishment of kores, being cut off from Hashem, and if he does it unintentionally, then he needs to bring a korban chatos. So what animal is going to be that korban chatos? Hayochid, a regular individual, maybe kispo se'ira, he must bring either a female sheep or a female goat. V'hanosi, a king. So'er, he would be obligated to bring a male goat. This is explicitly said in the Pasuk. U'moshiach u'beistin, and a kohen gadol, and the Sanhedrin, mevi'in par, they would bring a bull. Again, as long as all of the criteria, all of the conditions that we've seen in the past few Mishnahs are fulfilled, that it comes after a mistaken ruling which they give, etc., when it comes to bringing the korban chatos, they would bring a bull. Avodah Zarah, and if that avera involves Avodah Zarah, idolatry, so Hayochid, Vahanossi, Vahamashiach, a regular individual, and a king, and a Kohen Gadol, Mevi'in Se'ira, they would bring a female goat, specifically, and that would be the korban chatos. based in and the Sanhedrin, when they make a mistaken ruling regarding Avodah Zarah and the majority of people follow that mistaken ruling, they would need to bring par v'sa'ir, a bull and a goat. Par le'olah, the bull is brought as a carbon olah, and v'sa'ir l'chatos, the goat is brought as a carbon chatos. So it's interesting, when it comes to a regular avera, the basin would bring a par, a bull, but that's a carbon chatos. Over here, with idolatry, the bull is brought as the carbon olah, and a goat is brought as a carbon chatos.